This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. The word most commonly used to describe the situation in Syria right now is intractable. Well, you could add horrific and desperate to that list. Humanitarian groups around the world are mobilizing their resources, sending money, food, and medicine to the countries bordering Syria. That's because the Syrian government has refused to allow some Western aid groups inside its borders. Michael Coker is Vice President for International Programs at the IRC, the International Rescue Committee. Michael, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Well, clearly, if there are challenges getting into the country, there are huge ones for anyone trying to get out. Can you paint a picture for us of what a typical family goes through economically when they try to leave Syria? What kind of money are we talking about in terms of getting out of town?
Sure. I'll begin by saying that the majority of refugees leaving are women and children, about 75% women and children. There are no organized convoys crossing borders. It's a perilous journey, very dangerous travel. There are high instances of rape, of robbery. Many people have had whatever meager possessions they have had looted. We have to remember that many of them have had their homes destroyed, everything taken, even before they flee. Once they reach the border, there is safe passage, surely, into Jordan. But when they arrive, most of them have very little money. We have to remember a couple things. First of all, Syria is a very poor country. The per capita GDP is about $5,000 a year. That's like Guatemala or Swaziland. And then they're arriving into Jordan, which has a per capita GDP of around $6,000. And that's like Angola. It's expensive to live in Jordan, much more expensive than it is to live in Syria. Just to get a single room with a host family is $130 a month, ballpark. Mm. It's $250 a month for a very small apartment. Most can't even afford that. The economic toll of this is substantial. And the longer this goes on, the worse it's going to get.
If the women and children are arriving with what little money there was, then what does that leave for the men who stay behind?
It leaves very little. Families are having to make very, very difficult choices. They have little to begin with. Generally, the women and children are taking the lion's share of that money with them, but it's a very small amount. And we're seeing many of the families that we're working with, they run out of money within a week's time, surely in 4, 5, 6 weeks' time. Jordan is plagued already with the tremendous water shortages. So a lot of people are living without water, without electricity, very limited access, if any, to health care.
You mentioned water issues, and I wonder, what are some of the other economic issues of the cities where these refugees are ending up?
Well, poor infrastructure, difficult sanitation services, and high unemployment. In that part of the country, it's more impoverished, for example, than around Amman, the capital. So you do have a very high rate of unemployment. And in any event, refugees in Jordan are unable to work legally. So if they can work at all, it is sort of on the black market economy where they're paid very little. Most of them can't work and do not work. And whatever money they have is dwindling. It's a very difficult situation. They are very much in limbo. There is no prospect of returning home at all right now to Syria. And obviously, it's very, very unclear how long this highly complex situation might go on.
The UN Special Envoy Kofi Annan essentially threw up his hands this week and said, I don't know what else I can do at this point. As an NGO on the ground there, do you see any ray of hope in this situation with Syria right now?
Well, it's difficult to see a ray of hope. And again, I can't really speak to the geopolitical or the military aspects of what's happening. We stick to our humanitarian mandate, and we stay in that lane. It's very difficult, however, to be optimistic. It's clearly an intractable situation that is worsening, and increased numbers of refugees are flowing not only into Jordan, but into Lebanon, into Turkey, and now even into Iraq.
Michael Coker is Vice President for International Programs at the International Rescue Committee. He's been speaking with us from New York. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.